Chapter 6. Emerging from Crisis. While a lot was taking place on Capitol Hill in 1970 and 1971 with amendments to the Wagner-O'Day Act, NIB was showing signs of severe financial strain from risks taken during the preceding decade. The acquisition of Royal Maid Association for the Blind that was financed with a sizable bank loan, a large exhibit at the New York City World's Fair, the establishment of a technical center, and the launch of a large-scale consumer sales program brought on heavy expenses. By 1968, NIB increased its central nonprofit agency fee on the sale of government products from 3% to 4% to cover costs. These factors, coupled with a drastic drop in government business from $22.8 million in 1970 to an expectation of only $14 million in 1971, forced NIB to take a hard look at its operations and make drastic changes in its leadership as well as its programs. New leadership, new priorities. Noel Price, who several years earlier ran a successful agency in Jackson, Mississippi, was appointed as NIB's vice president and general manager. The board engaged McKinsey & Company, internationally known management consultants, which offered its service at no cost to NIB, to conduct an in-depth study of the organization. The McKinsey team quickly identified key challenges, as well as opportunities, and presented its findings and recommendations to the NIB Board of Directors. As a result, NIB redirected its emphasis, working to develop its great potential with the government and military resale markets. To accomplish this, it added resources to these areas. Inevitably, other programs were terminated. Ownership of the commercial rack program was acquired by one of NIB's associated agencies, and the program eventually closed. NIB's military resale warehouse was taken over by another associated agency. The Research and Development Laboratory in St. Louis, which focused on the marketing and development of commercial products, was temporarily closed. Technical personnel were reassigned to develop products for the government market. Greater emphasis was placed on the military resale program, and services to the military stores improved by implementation of a worldwide brokerage program. NIB cut 43 staff positions with these changes, 20 of whom were employees eliminated by closure of the commercial rack program. Financial assistance. These belt-tightening steps were supplemented with emergency financial help from an old friend, the American Foundation for the Blind, AFB. Largely through the efforts of AFB's chairman, Janssen Noyes Jr., NIB received a $160,000 grant from AFB to reduce the long-term indebtedness resulting from NIB's purchase of Royal Maid. Later, NIB insisted on fully repaying AFB for this financial assistance. In addition, loans of $230,000 from 31 associated agencies helped NIB retire a $200,000 bank loan and meet other urgent financial obligations. Renewed and revitalized. The policies and changes instituted in 1971 produced substantial results within a year. Government sales were rebuilt in 1972 to $20.7 million from a low of $14.8 million the prior year. This dramatic increase was accomplished by the addition of a record number of new products added to the federal procurement list. The Worldwide Military Brokerage Program, initiated by NIB, became progressively more effective and played an important role in increasing sales to military resale stores by 9%. With financial stability regained, NIB started to repay loans made by associated agencies ahead of schedule, having retired all loans by the end of 1973. After a very difficult few years, NIB emerged as a sound, revitalized organization.